Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, I'm honestly just going to let Sarah go off because she said she had a lot that she wanted to talk about. She wanted to do a drunk history style. And I was like, I don't want to drink because I have a lot going on tomorrow. Plus, I'm not really a big drinker anyway. So let's bypass that portion of it and just do the history side. We can do that. I'm fine with it.
Okay. Well, I am not tipsy, but I am on my way to being a little toasted. But no. So, okay. First of all. Okay. What a wild week I have had this week. It has just been a time.
Oh, but yeah, you got arrested. No,
I didn't get arrested.
Oh, that's what I'll call the episode. Sarah gets arrested.
Sarah gets arrested. Clickbait. No, I went to College Station on Monday. College Station is about 2.5 hours away from where I live. I went out there to visit my friend Sky and her kiddo, hang out with them because I hadn't seen them in a while. And I'm on my way back, and I didn't realize that the speed limit had changed.
See, that's what I like about my car. It shows me the speed limit on my speedometer.
See, okay. Funny thing. It shows me the speed, like, on my maps, it shows me the speed limit, but I wasn't paying attention to my maps either because I was on a stretch, you know? So I was on a stretch where I wasn't having to like turn anytime soon. So I was like zoned completely in on just getting home. I get pulled over. The officer told me I was going very fast. He did not tell me how fast I was going. I know that I was going somewhere between 75 and 80 miles per hour because that's what I had my thing set to, my cruise control. Oh. But the speed limit for the road that I was on before it changed was 70. And so everybody's going 75 to 80 if it's 70. That's just how it is here.
If not 90. Oh.
I mean, true. If not 90. But my problem was that the speed limit changed from 70 to 45.
Oh, Jesus.
So, anyway, he was very nice and did not give me a ticket for that, for speeding. Because he was just like, yeah, you're not. I was like, I don't live around here. I'm coming back from College Station. I don't drive through here very often. And he was just like, okay, yeah, no big deal. He's like, but are you living in Indiana? And I was like, no. And he's just like, so you're getting a ticket. Because in Texas, and granted, nobody follows this. Like, and it's because the same rule is in Indiana. The only difference is that in Texas, they will give you a ticket. And in Indiana, they just don't care, which is that you're supposed to get your driver's license changed over within 90 days of moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about your license plate? Because my Ryan's car still has an Indiana license plate on it.
I mean, technically, I think you're supposed to transfer that over around the same time, but
I mean, technically, I'm not on the deed in Indiana to my father's house. So I technically still have a home
residency. Yeah. Like in your situation, you could probably claim that and be fine. Honestly. However, that's not the case for me. So anywho. He gave me a ticket, so I have to go and get my Texas driver's license so that I can then go back to, I was pulled over in Thrall, Texas.
Thrall, because Sarah was enthralled.
Exactly.
What a weird town name.
It's a really weird town name. And it's a very small town too, which is probably the other reason that I got pulled over. But anyway, I have to go back once I get my Texas license to get my ticket dismissed.
But you need to get it soon anyway, because you have to have it before November.
I know. I was already planning on trying to get it done here soon so I could vote. But yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, guess. So annoying. But anyway, so there was that. And then on Wednesday, my friend Maggie was in town from Chicago, which was super fun. We went and had brunch. I had some grilled blueberry cornbread, and it was amazing.
I had blue corn. You said blueberry cornbread.
Yeah, it was blueberry cornbread.
I've had blue corn cornbread before, and it was good.
That would be tasty too, I think. But yeah, it was grilled cornbread, which was also very interesting.
Yeah.
The top was very lovely and crispy, but then the middle was so soft and delicious. Oh my God, so good. Anyway, rave reviews. Then I got to spend like the whole day essentially with Nick. We ran errands. We hung out. We played a card game, you know, that kind of thing. And then we went out to karaoke with Maggie again. And we went to this place called Outer Heaven in Austin. And they have some of the most inappropriate things in there, but they also have like really cool shit too. But one of the things that they had is a crane game machine.
Oh yeah.
And in the crane machine.
Was that a real gun or was it like a water gun?
A friend? I don't know.
You should have asked.
I should have. They had a plethora.
A plethora of
dildos.
That's a weird name. Plethora. Also, one of them was corn. Like a
yes. And there were some cob. That were shaped like a corn cob with corn balls, even.
Ah, well, that's not what they're called. They're called kernels, Sarah. Oh, wait, no. Testicles.
The balls. The testicles.
I thought you were saying the texture. They were textured like corn balls.
No. No.
Ew.
It reminds me of this this meme I saw once that was like farmers only, but it's like this buff like corn dude. I'll have to find it. But anyway, so I'm so sorry. Excuse me. There are corn dildos. There's other dildos. There were butt plugs. There were plushies. There was a gun. Like there were a couple of guns in there, but I couldn't tell if they were real guns or fake guns. But I took a picture and sent it to James and Sam and was just like, this is the most Midwest picture, because the corn dildos specifically. But yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. That was very interesting. And then, let's see. And then today I had work, and that was pretty boring, actually. Work was pretty slow. Sorry, I was coughing again. Anyway.
Okay, I'm looking at it. It's definitely not a real gun.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Like.
Holy black dildo, Batman.
Right? Hold on. I have to find images. There it is. Ah, I have to send this picture to you so that you know what I'm talking about. Do-do-do-do-do. This is who I imagine that the corn dildo belongs to. Just.
Ooh.
Right.
That's weird.
I agree.
So what I'm looking at is a corn person. I'm not going to say man or woman, but a corn person that has green hair. So they're like they're the cob, not the cob, the husk. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think
so. On the outside is also part of their hair. And then it's also part of their, it looks like, I think it's trying to be like a jumper, like a jumpsuit type thing.
Yeah.
And then they have their massive jugs just hanging out.
Yep. It's kind of hard to tell if it's like, if they're jugs, like for a girl, or if they're just impressive pecs for a man.
Either way, men and women both have breasts.
This is true. Destigmatize breasts.
The word breasts.
But yes, so anyway. Yeah, how was your week?
It was okay. It's been kind of busy, but also I've been working on some stuff for work. And I'm mad at my instructor, at one of my instructors at school. I don't understand. I think he just doesn't like to give people a 100% on their assignments.
There are some teachers like that.
Because this time it was everything, like nothing but good things said about the actual assignment. I need to get off this page. I don't know why it's still in my face. Nothing but good things in the assignment, like he said in the feedback. But then when it got to the grading, everything was fine. And then there were 2 points taken off because it wasn't a full 3 pages. I'm like, I don't understand why people are so worried about how long your paper is if you can say everything you need to in less words. The business, in the corporate world, if anyone's going to go work in the corporate world, if you can say what you need to in less words, it's preferable.
It's true.
Say, get to the point, give the facts that you need to give, and then move on. I also don't understand why we have, this is the other class, why there is such a fascination with doing any type of diagram or anything in Word. Don't make me do stuff in Word if I'm going to have to start using graphics and font and formatting. Right. Don't make me use Word. Let me use whatever I want to use. If that's, I want to use Canva. If that's, I want to use PowerPoint. If I want to use whatever I want to use, let me use whatever I want, as long as it meets the, give me like a file, like a format, sizing that I need to stay within, parameters. That's all you need to tell me to do. Why it needs to be in Word, I don't understand.
I don't know.
It never makes sense to me. It was strange. And then work was kind of crazy. It was busy this week. We have a new system that I'm playing around with. And then we have the carnival this weekend, which I will be dressed up as a unicorn.
Yes.
A black unicorn. Did you see that I posted that as the last week's picture? Yeah. As the.
I did. I loved it.
So that's what I will be dressed. That's what I will be wearing this on Saturday. But it's only for like maybe an hour or so. I'm not going to wear it for very long because it's supposed to be 80 degrees and sunny tomorrow. So
oof.
I will not be in it for very long. And I also got that neck fan. So I'm hoping that neck fan helps a little bit. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to wear, I have these like leggings that I have that go like under shorts. Running leggings. I'm trying to decide if it would make sense for me to wear those so that the thing that goes like around the ankle isn't touching my skin, because that's where I was sweating the most. It's like wherever the material was pressed up against my skin, that's where I was sweaty.
I mean, that makes sense.
So I might bring those and just wear like a pair of gym shorts and like a t-shirt in it while I'm running around doing my unicorn thing.
Love. I'm obsessed.
So that'll be tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it'll be fun. And I guess there are a bunch of kids and people that are excited about the bubble run, helping mainly, not actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 8 little bubble guns. So there's 4 blue and gray ones and 4 pink and like cream ones. So we'll see how that goes. I had them charging the batteries for them today. So they'll hopefully be charged and ready to go tomorrow when we come in.
Fingers and toes crossed.
Other than that, it was just really busy with work and then school stuff. I really need to start doing my school stuff earlier, because this past week and then this coming week, I have an assignment due in both classes. Mm-hmm. So I was like busy working on both of them Tuesday all night, almost until like right when they were due. Because I'm stupid and didn't do them beforehand.
I mean, you're not stupid.
And Ryan was like, is there like, can you just do them and then turn them in anytime? Or I was like, I can do them early and turn them in. The discussion boards, I probably could technically do them all like all at once and then go through and like respond to them later.
Yeah.
But I was like, I think the assignments, they're required like that week, they have to be turned in. It can't be like I do everything day one.
Yeah. Like some teachers, some professors will let you do it like that, where you can technically do like the whole thing, except for like obviously the quizzes you wouldn't be able to do early.
See, that's the thing with this school. They don't really do quizzes, which I am totally fine with.
Wow.
Quizzes and tests.
I mean, I guess when you're going for your master's degree, I guess it's more about writing
how you apply the content
and how you're applying the concepts you've been learning. Yeah. Rather than like testing and whatnot.
You know, I did read this thing about something that's happening in Indiana. Let me see if I can find it. With school.
Did you hear that there was a Hoosier who won a gold medal at this Olympics, and they were like the first Hoosier in like 120 years to do so?
I did not. So it's called unschooling.
Oh yes, I've heard of unschooling.
And it's basically, I think I like it, but I feel like there needs to be some sort of parameters around it. Because it's basically like where you let your child lead the training, and like they are the learning. They have the say in what they learn today, like what information they get to know. And there's not really, especially in Indiana, I guess there's no like real structure around what is required for curriculum when you're doing homeschooling anymore.
I mean, there wasn't really before either.
And it's kind of up for whatever, like there's no requirements. Correct. Around it. But I'm kind of like, how do you, because is there, I guess you wouldn't, because you got your GED. Is there like at the end to actually get their degree, they have to, or their diploma, they have to take a test and apply certain things? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes. To get a diploma as a homeschooled kid, there are different school programs you can go through that will give you an actual diploma for homeschooling. And then there's the GED. You can literally just get your GED being homeschooled.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, about unschooling, hold on one second, I have to cough. The one thing about unschooling, though, is that there's already a schooling method designed around children's natural curiosity and what they are interested in learning. It's called the Montessori method.
Yeah.
It also teaches independence and whatnot, whereas the current unschooling, quote unquote, that I'm seeing is parents not even teaching their kids anything. Like, they're not, like, they're just letting their kid play games on their phone or watch something on their phone or watch something on the iPad or watch something on TV. And, like, it's just an excuse to not parent.
And I think the issue or the thing that I read about in the article was because there's no regulations about, in especially in Indiana, about like what is required for the school. Mm-hmm. And there's the voucher program. Some of them are getting like federal funding for teaching their children. And doing the unschooling method and teaching their children through homeschool. So it's like, is it really actually good for the child? Like, what is the point in it? Especially if it takes longer, and then by the end of their school term, or they're like when they are supposed to be graduated, they're not able to pass the test or get their GED. It just seems like it's doing more of a disservice to your child.
I mean, I agree. I have such a complicated view on this, I feel like, because I was homeschooled. So I can tell you that there were aspects of homeschooling that definitely hindered me. Yeah. And still in some ways hinder me as an adult. It?
Is it the way that it was done, or is it the way that your parents implemented it?
Both. Okay. For example, my mom taught me how to read at a very young age. So I was reading like all on my own by 4. All right. So my mom did a great job of teaching me, you know, how to read, how to write, you know, and really helped me like with developing my cursive and whatnot. But my mother cannot do math. My mother has always struggled with math. And so she could not properly teach me math. And so that really set me up for failure in that she couldn't really teach me. So then because I'm being homeschooled, she got a program, a schooling program designed specifically for homeschooled children, that was teaching me math. But I couldn't understand that. So I'm having to learn all on my own because my mom can't help me and I'm not understanding anything that's going on.
Yeah.
So then when it actually like comes to math, I have a real issue with it. Still, as an adult in my 30s, I still have an issue with math. I really struggle with it. And I feel like if I had been in a school program, like an actual school program, my math would have been fine. Because then I could have gotten the help I needed from tutors and whatnot. Because as soon as I was in public school and struggling with math, once I started getting tutoring, though, I did fine. Like, I'm great at algebra. I have to, like, brush up on it first. But, like, I mean, I can do algebraic equations and whatnot. I find it fascinating, and I'm actually pretty good at it. But because I had all these issues learning math originally, it makes it a lot harder for me to do math now.
Yeah. And I guess the intent behind unschooling makes sense in theory. But the way that it's being,
makes sense in theory.
Yeah, but the way that it's being applied is where it kind of, it's a little strange and it doesn't seem like it's actually benefiting anyone. and there needs to be like maybe not so much a lot of like regulations requiring specific things, but like some sort of, it has to be in a like approved through a specific curriculum.
Right.
Like, yeah, I get it. There's not like so much, we're going to cover this, this, and this, and this time. Like, these are the schedule for covering these things. But
right.
It would make sense to say these over the year, this is what we're going to cover. And all of those things have to be covered in that unschooling. It doesn't matter when it gets covered. Like, obviously, if the student never wants to do it, then that's kind of an issue.
Right.
But I do like that, like this one example specifically, it says, so there's a woman that's talking about it and she unschools her kids. And it says, Corey Simmons teaches her children at home, but doesn't follow a curriculum, which I totally, that's fine, whatever. She doesn't give any written tests or traditional homework, which again, I think tests and homework are kind of worthless unless it's you're displaying how you are applying the concept that was covered. And she provides lots of educational flexibility for her each child. On Monday, the Shelbyville mom might focus on Native American culture. She'll play her reed flute for kids and help them make dream catchers. Tuesday could bring chemistry and physics. The kids will mix cornstarch and water to create oobleck, a substance that behaves both like a liquid and a solid, to learn more about non-Newtonian fluids. And then Wednesdays might be flower planting or paper mache or geysers, maybe for a 2-liter from a 2-liter bottle of soda and a roll of Mentos. So, I mean, that's kind of, but it's, are you playing or are you teaching?
Well, here's the thing, though, is kids actually learn through play.
I know, so, I get it, but so are like you that just part, are you just letting them play, or are you also teaching them why it's happening?
Right.
Because I get it. I totally understand the application of the learning method. That's something that like we talk about all the time at work, where it's, we can talk to you all the time, but how are you applying it? And that's where it will best cement in your mind, and you'll actually be able to retain that knowledge.
Right.
So actually. Implementing what you're doing when you're talking about it makes sense, but it's just, it's not clear in this whether that's actually what is happening or right. Are they just playing?
Right. I remember one of the first times I was in public school, I had a teacher ask me if I actually did schoolwork while I was homeschooled. And I was like, well, yeah.
Why I was like, why is that any of your business?
I was like, why? Of course I was doing school. Like, what? But it's actually, it is a problem. It is a problem of parents essentially setting their kids up to fail.
Yeah.
By not doing their due diligence. But then the other thing too, my other biggest issue with homeschooling is that it creates a potentially volatile and dangerous situation for children who may come from families that struggle with domestic abuse or addictions or things like that. It puts them in a very precarious situation where these children literally have nobody because they're not ostracized, but like they're outside of the public. So nobody else is seeing them to be able to say, oh, these kids are not being treated well. These kids are not, you know, eating or what have you, because they're not in the school system. There's nobody seeing them on a regular basis. Nobody's checking in on them.
Yeah.
So
I also don't like homeschooling because I feel like there's the potential to create more of a unchecked bias in a child where you're teaching them stuff that, and I totally understand everybody has their own personal experience and their own personal opinions. But if you're not allowing your child to see the other opinions that might make more sense and might actually resonate better with them, then you're stunting their growth and you're preventing them from actually becoming a full person and not just a parody of you.
Yeah. It's true.
Like that's my biggest thing with homeschooling and the amount of people that are trying to dictate what a school is saying and doing.
Right.
Like, just because you want your children to do that doesn't mean everyone should.
Right.
And it does say that there's like a big potential where there's a worry for people that are homeschooled because there is less regulations around it and they're not like going to school, seeing other people as frequently, right, like you're saying. It's more of a potential for them to be in an abusive family.
Yeah.
Which is scary, but I mean, even going to school, like, I mean, abuse, you can be abused and go to school and not see it.
I mean, that's true as well.
But it's less likely.
It's less likely, though. I feel like if my brother and I had been in the public school system, a lot of the abuse that we experienced as children would not have happened.
No.
So
it does say, so there's the bill's homeschooling families were eligible for funding in the first draft of the bill, but home education advocates expressed concern over the accompanying state oversight. The bill's author, Republican Senator Ryan Mishler, I don't like him, from Mishawaka. Yeah, thank you. Subsequently said the next draft of the bill, which legislators will consider in 2025, will exclude homeschoolers. And then the exclusion of homeschool from state oversight fuels concerns about neglect and abuse. The Coalition for Responsible Home Education, a nonprofit that advocates for state protections for homeschooled children, accounted 191 fatalities since 2000 in its database of homeschooling abuse and neglect cases. So yeah, I mean, it's a crazy thing. But moving on, there were some things you wanted to talk about. I said that I was going to let you go get crazy, and then I've been taking over for the past 30 minutes.
No, you're so good. To be fair, it was an interesting topic that I had, you know, things to say about. So there's that. Okay, so one of the things that happened this last weekend, because as you all know, I was watching the Bo Burchino. One second, I have to, or maybe I'm not. I thought I was going to sneeze. Up to that face. He's making a very strange face.
That's just my face, Sarah. You're rude.
That's not just your face, sir. Anyway, so while I was watching the Bo Burchino, though, I was watching Drunk History, right? And I was a little toasty roasty myself. So the episode that I was watching was saying, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, everyone's favorite president. And I'm like, he's not my favorite president.
I hate those types of definitive statements. It's like, that's not true.
I'm like, my favorite president is John Quincy Adams. And I was like, and let me tell you why. Just telling Bobby, like, this dog, he looks at me. He gets up. He walks to the back door, looks at me, looks outside, looks back at me. I let him outside. I'm like, okay, it's a little rude that you're leaving right in the middle of my speech, but okay, whatever. So I let him out and he comes back in. So I start my speech back up again, you know, talking about John Quincy Adams, my favorite president. Dog, he leaves the room and goes and lays down in the other room away from me.
He's hit the spirit that's in the dog is John Quincy Adams, like his wife. She's like, I don't want to hear about him.
I was just like, oh my God, Bobby, that's so mean. Anyway, especially because it was actually really funny if I do say so myself. But that's because John Quincy Adams is just kind of a weird ass president. I don't know how much you know about John Quincy Adams, but he used to swim naked in the Potomac River every morning while he was president. Just skinny dipping the whole time.
That's fun.
He also believed that there were mole men. And he started a project to dig down into the earth to find these mole men. Like, he devoted funds to this project to find mole men. But that's not the reason why he's my favorite president. So the reason why he's my favorite president is because I don't remember the exact date. Let me pull it up. So there's this ship called the Amistad, or La Amistad, which means friendship. Okay. And the Amistad case, it's February of 1839. And because I just found it here on the National Archives. Thank you, National Archives. So it's February of 1839. And La Amistad is a Portuguese ship. And at this time, the transcontinental slave trade has been outlawed. Okay, so no more people are allowed to be kidnapped from Africa and enslaved. Slavery is still legal, but new slavery in that, like as far as like human trafficking, slavery is no longer legal. But La Amistad violated the treaties and abducted a ship full of human beings. During a storm, these human beings retaliated and fought back, and I believe killed a couple people. And so when they finally got to the United States, the ship, the people that they were, who were going to purchase these other human beings, which is just gross.
Yeah.
So gross. I don't understand that at all. Anyway, they were like suing against them for killing the people, for mutinying, you know, and fighting back. And John Quincy Adams at this time, I don't think he was the president any longer. I think he was retired at that point. But he was a lawyer before he was president. And so he helped in that case. He helped defend the people who were kidnapped and helped them get back home. So I've always been really passionate about, like, you know, equal rights and, you know, everybody being able to just live, you know?
Yeah.
And so seeing somebody who is like at a historic time period where racism involved literally human trafficking, it's nice to see people who weren't that way. And yeah, he fought against slavery during his presidency as well. He didn't succeed, but he did help. So anyway, that's
honestly
my favorite president.
I don't have thoughts about who was my favorite president.
Interesting.
Mainly because I think they all kind of had good and bad qualities, and a lot of them had more bad qualities than good qualities.
True.
I will say, I think, well, I won't say that. Of my lifetime, I will say I do have a least favorite president.
I also have a least favorite president. I'm sure that we have the same least favorite president.
Is he orange?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
But we might have a new, not potentially favorite president, but a new exciting president.
True. True.
In 2025.
A first, potentially.
Several firsts.
Several firsts, yes. So, which, it's sad, I think.
And it took until 2025?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it was sad that it took until 2008 for us to have a black president.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, the other thing. So, was I messaging you guys about it? I think I talked to you about it. The car dealership in Indianapolis thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it unfolded a little bit even more this week. It was very strange. I don't know what happened. But I got another email that was from like the Honda Motor Company saying, congratulations on your new vehicle. Let us know what you thought about your experience. And I was like, why am I getting these emails?
Right.
So I called the dealership on Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember which one of those days. I think it was Wednesday. And I was like, listen, I don't know why I'm getting these emails and I don't understand why they're coming to me. So I talked to someone at the dealership and she was like, okay, hold on, let me send you to someone. She sent me to a phone that just continued to ring and never went anywhere. So I called back and I was like, that didn't get me anything. She goes, okay, well, let me try someone else. So she sent me somewhere else and then it went to their voicemail and their voicemail wasn't accepting calls. I was like, this isn't okay. She was like, well, let me actually send you to corporate and maybe corporate will be able to answer. She sent me to their corporate and the corporate was like, we can't help you with anything like that. You would have to talk to the actual dealership. I'm like, well, they sent me here. She's like, I'm sorry. You'll just have to. I was like, okay, whatever. So I called her back and she was like, I am so sorry. Hold on. Let me get you an actual person. The next time, if you're not talking to me, you'll be talking to an actual person. It's like, okay, whatever. That's fine. It's like, I'm totally fine. I just need it fixed and to understand what's actually going on. So she left and she got a real person, but she was like, she's on a phone call right now. So she will call you back. So let me get your phone number and your name and everything. And she'll call you back. It's like, okay, cool. So I gave her my phone number, gave her my name, and I was like, here's what's going on. Have her call me back just whenever. So I left and like was working and got a phone call later from this lady. And she goes, so tell me what's going on. And I was like telling her the whole thing. I was like, I keep getting this email congratulating me for getting a car and asking me to give a survey about my experience with you guys. And I was like, I've never been to Indy, Bob Roarman in Indy. Any of the franchise that I can remember. I don't remember where we bought Ryan's Jetta. It was an Indy, but I don't think it was a Bob Roarman. But anyways, they wouldn't have had this email address. They would have had my Boston Scientific email address. So she was like, okay, well, let me look into it. And I was like, okay, well, here's the information I have. And I gave her my name, my email address that I was getting it, and the deal number, because if you remember last week on Friday, the emails were from the dealership with signed deal papers. And I was like, what is this?
Right.
So she looked it up and then she called me back later and she was like, okay. So it looks like someone named James Martin with a different middle name purchased a car from us. But she was like, what is your middle name? And I was like, well, it's Ryan. She goes, okay, yeah, this one was Andrew or something like that. I can't remember what she said, but she was like, it wasn't Ryan. And it doesn't look like any of your phone number is not associated with anything we have here. This email address is only associated to this. So they may have written down the wrong email address or something. I was like, but it's okay. That doesn't really make sense because my email address is my name and some underscores and a number that's like specific, I would say specific to me, and at Yahoo's. But I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. So she was like, I've removed all of your information from the system, so you shouldn't receive any more emails. And if you do, and they're about this, please call back and let me know. It's like, okay, whatever. Just as long as I know that there's nothing going on and no one is trying to buy a phone or a new car under my name. very weird discussion, very weird thing that happened. But it has been squashed, and no one was using my information to buy a new car.
Okay. Well, that's good that nobody was using your information to buy a car. So, because that would have been bad. What are you doing?
Don't worry about it. I don't see how that's any of your business.
He's chewing on something.
I don't see how that's any of your business. Mind your business. I'm going to turn off my camera just for that.
Okay, turn off your camera then.
Oh, I just saw this Amistad thing that you were sending me.
Oh my God. So funny.
Was there anything else exciting that you wanted to talk about? Because it sounded like you had a lot.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking a lot about time recently. Okay. So follow me here. So,
like, how it works? Where does it come from? How was it established?
I always question how it was established. But I mean, I kind of figured that out. Like,
it's based on the movement of the sun and the rotation of the earth.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I understand. Like, I understand time, right?
Do you?
But I don't understand time. So, one of the things I've been thinking about time is just how little. Hold on, 1 second.
She's coughing. Cough, 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 cough.
Thank you for that. Anyway, So one of the things that I was thinking about is just how little time we spend in childhood in comparison to the rest of our lives. You know, like, childhood is such a short amount of time.
Don't worry about what I'm chewing on.
I'm trying not to.
I keep seeing you looking at it. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. I'll cover my eyes. Anyway, so, like, I don't know. Just it. I don't fully understand how we determined, like, childhood and, like, our younger years as being so short in comparison to the rest of our lives.
Well, I would say it probably has something to do with capitalism.
Probably. Almost certainly. But, I mean, it's just wild to me, I guess. Because
it also has something to do with, like, brain development too. Although your brain continues to develop. I think it's not fully formed until like 25, 26.
Yeah. So, like, your brain is continuing to develop. Like, the part of your brain that determines long decisions, like long-term effects of big decisions, you know, is not fully there until you're 25 or 26. It's just wild to me because the average human lifespan,
it's like 80 something.
So in 2021, the global average life expectancy was just over 70 years old. So it's just wild to me because, like, you're a child for only 18 years and then you can live to be 70 or more. You could live to be older than that. Like, that's so long that you have to be an adult.
I guess it kind of depends on what you want to do in your life. Because technically, I mean, a lot of people, like, what responsibilities do you want to have?
What do you mean?
Like, as an adult, like, if you still wanted to live, like, with your parents and they were willing to pay for things and whatever. Like, you could live, and as, like, technically you're an adult at 18, but what you do as an adult is based on, like, what you do. Like, it's your own personal preference. So, like, if I technically wanted to stay at home and not do anything until I was 25, I could technically do that. I would, like, maybe have to get a job somewhere and pay taxes, because you have to pay taxes. But, like, making life decisions and life choices, you don't technically have to do that ever. Like, it's something that you can go through life without having to make your own big life choices. You can push it off to someone else. That's a very strange life to live. I don't know why you would, but the, like, I think I understand what you're saying legally, from, like, a legal standpoint, where adults at age 18, although now I don't understand why it hasn't changed to 21, since you can't buy cigarettes or alcohol until you're 21 now, but you can be drafted into the military at 18.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense to me. But, like, from a living as, like, an adult standpoint, you technically don't. There's nothing saying you have to do specific things aside from society. And, I mean, societal, yeah, norms.
That's true.
So if you think about it from an argument standpoint, you don't technically ever really have to grow up and be an adult. It's just society expects you to be an adult and have certain things done by a certain age.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is all ridiculous, yes. And completely formed out of greed and consumerism. Because if you're not making money, you're not buying things, you're not putting money back into the society, you're not spending money on stuff that you really don't need, and giving money back to a country that doesn't really care about you. Really got really dark, Sarah. Why did we talk about this?
I mean, these are things I've been thinking about. I've just been thinking about, like, for example, it feels like my 20s went by so fast. No, I'm sorry. Reverse that. I feel like my 20s went by super slow. And my 30s are going by super fast in comparison, even though I recognize that it's the same amount of time passing.
Do you also realize, did you feel like when you were younger, your parents, well, okay, from my point of view, your parents seemed like they were the same age when you were younger, entire age, like your entire childhood. I think it's because from a brain standpoint, your brain is still developing, so it's so active that it's taking on so much at once. So it's taking it and, like, processing it over. So that's why it seems like it takes longer, because you're processing so much information. Whereas as you get older, you're not learning or understanding more things. So it's just, you don't have to think about stuff as much. So your brain isn't, like, processing things as much, because it's stuff that you've already seen, stuff that you've already done. So unless you have new activities or new exciting things that happen, you're not really processing anything else new. So your brain isn't focusing on other stuff. It's just focusing on moving forward. Maybe.
I
dropped my thing that was in my mouth.
I don't know. These are just the things I think about. I was also thinking about, I think I've mentioned this, but there are two other Sarahs who work with me.
Are they diet Sarahs though?
No, they're full flavor version Sarahs. We're all the best. Anyway, but my coworker.
Do we need to clarify that, you think, for what we mean by diet Sarah?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have this saying that Sarahs with the H on the end are the full flavor version, and Sarahs without an H are the diet soda versions. So none of the None of the sweeteners.
You're the Sarah without the oh gosh, what is it called? We were just talking about it yesterday. What is it called? I was just talking about it. Aspartame.
Oh, yes.
You're the Sarah sans aspartame.
Correct. So, but anyway, so the one of the Sarahs is a volunteer, and then the other Sarah actually works with me. So the Sarah that actually works with me also has the same middle name as me, but she's 22, and actually, technically, she's 22 tomorrow. So anyway, but it's so interesting talking to her because she has such a different perspective than I do. And vice versa, she enjoys like listening to me talk about what life was like in the 90s or talking about what life was like immediately after 9/11. You know, because these are things that she obviously never experienced. She was born in 2002. So like 9/11 had already happened by the time she was born. So like one of the thing, like every now and then I'll tell her some random thing about when, you know, I was a kid. So before 9/11, you could go to the airport and literally go to any gate and just hang out.
Yeah,
Like,
there was no TSA.
there was no TSA.
Like, they
Like,
had some security, but it
right.
wasn't like it
But like,
is now.
it was nothing like it is now.
You could bring full, like, full things of liquids.
Yeah. Yep. You
Like,
bring full
gallons of
liquid.
liquid.
Oh my. Which just reminds me of a story I was told when I was younger.
Gallons of cum.
No. It was
I
gallons
meant to say lube. I don't know why.
of Yeah. No, you're fine. You don't have to clarify. No, it was gallons of Mexican vanilla and garlic on an airplane from Mexico back to the States. One of the gallons of vanilla broke on the airplane mid-flight.
It's fun.
But anyway, I was telling her about, you know, freedom fries. Do you remember when I say we loosely were calling French fries freedom fries right after 9/11?
No.
Ugh. So dumb, so dumb. Because we were boycotting France, quote unquote, because they wouldn't join us in the war against Iraq. But we shouldn't have gone to war with Iraq in the first place. Iraq is not the ones that attacked us. But you know, George W. Bush. Anyway.
George W.
Ugh. But anyway. And so, yeah, I was telling her like just these different little things, like being able to go hang out at the airport or I remember telling her, what was it I told her? Oh, I was telling her about a movie from back in the day. It was Anaconda. I was telling her
Oh, yeah.
Anaconda. She's never seen that, never seen Jaws, never seen any of those. It's just wild. It's just interesting, you know? I sent her, it was really funny because I sent her the link to the video of me buttering my face. Do you remember that?
No.
Hold on. Let me pull it up and I'll send it to you. You can include it in our links.
Sarah butters her face.
I mean, you know. It was because I lost a bet to my husband. And the video quality is terrible. But this is me at 22.
Because it was taken on Sticks and Dreams.
Yes, because it was 14 years ago.
Jesus. Oh, I do remember this. In the toast. That's unfortunate.
So I sent that to her. I was like, this was me at your age.
Did she say, was this the 90s?
No.
Lobsters are creepy.
Oh. Yeah.
Why do you have so many videos?
I don't know. Why are you snooping? I don't know. I don't have that many videos.
The tide's coming in.
Oh my god, hold on one second.
Shut up. Oh my god, talking red hamster.
Yes, talking red hamster.
Oh. I love it. That's terrible.
It's so funny, though. It's so funny. Oh, my God. It changed some of my videos
to shorts. Yeah, because they're less than... I think it automatically does because they're a certain length and in vertical instead of horizontal.
Fair. I was going to say, because I didn't do that. I mean, but it didn't... Okay. Anyway. But three of my videos on there are from right before I moved to Texas. So, and they're just me singing. So that's about it.
Well, are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Yes, I'm going to the Asian American Festival tomorrow. And then I'm also going to be driving for Uber Eats. You know, living that broke life. And then I'm working at LBJ. That's about it. What about you? What are you doing? Oh, you already said what you were doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing Saturday. I don't know what I'm going to do Sunday. Ryan and I typically go and find food.
Mm-hmm. Go and have a little brunchy brunch.
Yeah, this weekend, where did we go? I think we went to the Waterman Grill, which is just down the road a little bit. It's a good place to eat. I really like their food, but it's kind of expensive. Like our food together, I had a mimosa and he had a old fashioned, which he always gets. Mm-hmm. But it was like $80.
Oh my God.
And that's kind of typically what we usually pay. Last week we went to, what was it called? Pasta Beach, I think is what it was. And it was like $115.
Dang.
But again, I think we both had a drink and it was brunch time. So so we'll see what we're doing this weekend.
Well, I can't wait for the pictures.
I might just say, let's just go to Five Guys and get burgers and call it a day.
Yeah, that's fair too.
I don't know that I want to do much this weekend because there was a lot going on this week.
Fair. That's fair.
I should probably make dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
because it's 7 o'clock here and I haven't eaten anything since lunch.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock here. And I haven't eaten since 8:30.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should probably, I don't know, go get food maybe.
You know, possibly. Yeah, I'll probably go downstairs and find something.
Well, I think we should call it a podcast.
I think we should call it a podcast, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod, so if we don't come up on the search, we're not on that platform. And if there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. This is coming out on Monday. Sarah, have a good weekend. Enjoy your Asian American
festival.
Festival. I was going to say heritage, but yeah, that's not right. Festival. Yeah. All
right. And do you enjoy being a unicorn?
I will, maybe. Although I'll probably die of heat stroke, but we'll see.
Please don't.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.